George Santayana was a Spanish-American philosopher who spent much of his career teaching at Harvard University. He is most remembered for his aphorisms. These are concise, memorable statements of general truth. And you may have heard some of them. Only the dead have seen the end of war. Those who forget the past are doomed to repeat it. One that really stood out to me was, to know your future, you must know your past. The point of the statement is, in order to know where you are going, you must first know where you came from. It plays off on the idea that everything that will happen is nothing new from everything that has happened already. And therefore, by understanding what has happened, you can know what will come to pass in the future. King Solomon wrote us something similar in Ecclesiastes 1:9. He said, "What has been is what will be, and what has been done is what will be done, and there is nothing new under the sun." The idea of knowing your future by knowing your past is quite applicable to this time in the church year, Advent. In fact, it helps us understand the why behind Advent. Why did Jesus come? Why is Jesus coming again? And the Bible answers this question quite extensively. In following Santayana's principle, let us see how the Bible tells us you are the reason for Advent. We read from Genesis 3:8-15 from the ESV. "And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, 'Where are you?' And he said, 'I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself.' He said, 'Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?' The man said, 'The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me the fruit of the tree, and I ate.' Then the Lord God said to the woman, 'What is this that you have done?' The woman said, 'The serpent deceived me, and I ate.' The Lord God said to the serpent, 'Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and above all beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel.'" In looking at our past, it makes the most sense to start at the beginning. One of the very things we have recorded for us in human history is a fall into sin. This is the single worst catastrophic event in human history. You and I are still suffering the effects of it to this day. But how does this tell you why you are the reason for Advent? Well, simply put, it's because of sin. Jesus came into the world in order to save people from their sins. Even more specifically, Jesus came specifically because of your sins and mine. Really? My sins caused Jesus to enter this world? My sins aren't even that bad. Have you ever thought that way before? Makes sense, doesn't it? I lived 2,000 years after Jesus even came into the world, and I haven't done terrible things. So Jesus came for sin in general, sure, but my sin specifically? This is why it pays to look at the past, to go back to the beginning. What was the sin that Adam and Eve fell into? It was disobedience. It wasn't murder. It wasn't fornication. It wasn't theft. It was disobedience and jealousy. That's it. That little sin destroyed the entire fabric of God's perfect world. Everything was corrupted from that one little sin. And where do you think you stand? I know for myself, I have done much worse than disobedience and jealousy. It is true that your sin and mine, just like Adam and Eve's sin, would destroy perfection entirely. We are no better. You are the reason for Advent. Jesus came into this world because of your sins and mine, sins that thrust us so far away from the perfection that God desires. But in the same breath that tells us that you and I are the reason for Advent because of our sin, God tells us the other why for Advent. Verse 15, I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. Jesus came because God made a promise of salvation. Even in the midst of Adam and Eve's one sin that destroyed the perfect world, God's long-suffering love and endless grace is made evident. He gave them the promise of a Savior to redeem them from that sin that separated them from God. Here again, we see the reason why you are the reason for Advent. Because God has promised you salvation. You are the recipient of this promise that God made to Adam and Eve, that he made all those years ago. As they put their faith in the offspring of Eve, so also do you and I put our faith in the offspring who crushed the head of Satan. Jesus had one purpose on this earth, to seek and to save the lost. And not only did Jesus utterly destroy Satan's power, but he put that enmity between you and Satan. Jesus' righteous life and sacrificial death is your very own possession. In your baptism, you were washed clean from all your sins. Your family heritage changed from being a child of Satan to being a child of God. And as a child of God, you are a new creation through Jesus Christ, your Savior. This new creation, you have the Holy Spirit, who is working in you even now to subdue the sinful flesh and to live according to God's will. The Holy Spirit is working in you through the hearing of God's word to keep you as a child. And if you are a child, an heir of the heavenly kingdom. To know your future, you must know your past. This is especially fruitful in the time of Advent. For in knowing your past, you learn that you are the reason for Advent. Yes, because of your sin, but also, and more importantly, because of your salvation. And may God keep us in this salvation as we await his second coming that will bring us home to that blessed eternal inheritance. Amen. We close this morning singing hymn 95, verses 1, 4, and 5. 1, 4, and 5 of hymn 95.